From the City of Angels off the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to America's most listened to late night talk show, Coast to Coast AM. We'll have open lines later tonight, and lots of them. Here's our quick top story of the day, and then we are going to get into a very special interview with Adam, the dream healer. The feeding tube that has kept a brain-damaged Florida woman alive for the past 15 years has been removed. A statement on Terry Schiavo's parents' website reads, Terry's nutrition and hydration have now been withheld from her. It is unclear if the port that accommodates her feeding tube has been surgically removed as her family was ordered to leave the room. Schiavo will starve to death within a week or two unless the tube is reinserted. Schiavo suffered severe brain damage when she collapsed in 1990 and her heart temporarily stopped, possibly as a result of an eating disorder. And as you know, we've been following this story for a number of years now in this situation. An attorney for Terry Schiavo has said, by the way, that she cried and yelled that she wants to live after being told today that her life-sustaining feeding tube was about to be removed by court order. Barbara Weller was in Terry Schiavo's room at the Woodside Hospice in Pinellas Park, Florida, when the encounter took place. According to an activist, Randall Terry, who spoke with WorldNet Daily from outside the building. If true, the report apparently refutes the court's finding that Terry Schiavo is in a persistent vegetative state and cannot currently express her wishes. Her husband, Michael Schiavo, contends that she had indicated that she would not want to live in such a condition. But parents Robert and Mary Schindler dispute that and suspect he is responsible for the 1990 incident in which oxygen to her brain was temporarily cut off, causing severe brain damage. Schiavo responded with a drawn-out shriek and then screamed, "Wah," so loudly that a police officer stationed outside the room came in. He then ordered Weller removed from the room, according to them. About several months ago on this program, my guest was former Apollo 14 astronaut Edgar Mitchell. It was during that interview Edgar mentioned an individual, a young man by the name of Adam. Adam, the dream healer. Adam has been able to perform some incredible things with his gift. In a moment, you will hear from Adam, the dream healer.
This hour of Coast to Coast AM is brought to you by United Healthcare. It just makes sense.
Our guest this hour is someone very gifted. Adam is a distant energy healer, author now of two best-selling books, Dream Healer and Dream Healer 2, Guide to Self-Empowerment. Adam explains how our minds, through intention, directly affect our immune systems, guiding us in fine-tuning of our very own skills and directing energy to reestablish health as we seek to achieve a higher level of consciousness. In Adam's second book, Edgar Mitchell, that's the Apollo 14 astronaut, gives his own personal account of Adam working on him, Edgar's own health issue. And he also claims that rock and roll legend Ronnie Hawkins was healed through his intervention from terminal pancreatic cancer. I had a chance to watch a history program some time ago about this episode, Ronnie Hawkins. And indeed, his life has been saved. He's our special guest this hour, Adam, the dream healer. Adam, how are you?
Good. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, likewise, too. And what a gift you have. Now, when you are what, 19, soon to be 20?
I'm 18.
18 now. Okay. Yeah. Done with high school?
Yep, yeah, I'm done with high school. Okay. I'm in first year of university now.
Good for you. Now, earlier in your days in high school, you were anonymous. Nobody really knew that you had this gift. Do people know this now when they see you, or is that still private?
No, most of my friends don't know.
Still?
Yeah, it's the main reason that I'm keeping my anonymity now is mainly because, you know, if people out there, you know, knew where I lived and such, there would be a line of people outside my door.
Oh, my gosh, of course.
But, you know, I get hundreds of emails every day. So, you know, I do everything through the Internet, and it's sort of like to keep it that way as long as I can.
There are some people that I respect greatly on this planet, Adam, and one of them is Edgar Mitchell. And Edgar Mitchell thinks the world of you, and that's why we decided, you know what, we've got to talk to Adam. We've got to find out just what happened to him. How did he get this special gift? Do we have the ability to do this? Now, at your age, 18 years old, how long has this been going on with you?
Well, it first started when I was about 14. Now, before this, we were just a totally normal family. You know, weren't into any of this new age stuff,
mm-hmm.
Nothing, totally normal. And I was always seeing auras, ever since I was a little kid. I was always the first one to spot every animal in the forest. And the reason for this is because the animal might be difficult to spot, but their aura is clearly visible.
And at that young age, strange things happen to you with energy, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah, there were very strange telekinetic events happening around me. Mainly just little things, you know, pencils flying in my hands and such. And it was these strange telekinetic events that, you know, made me start to pay attention to all this. And it was when my skeptical father witnessed a couple of these telekinetic events that, you know, he began to also look into it. And it was at that point that, it was shortly after that, that I did the first healing on my mom.
And your mother, tell us the story if you can, with your mother Liz, you two were bicycling, right?
Mm-hmm.
And something strange happened to you when you were on your bicycle.
Yeah, this was the weirdest telekinetic event that's ever happened to me. And I was with my mom. She was on her bike behind me, and I was on my bike. And we're going along this flat stretch of sidewalk. And we're going very slowly, not much faster than walking or jogging pace. And then out of nowhere, my bike goes up in the air and does a 360 flip back tire over front tire, and then lands back down on the ground and kept going.
And she's watching this.
Yeah, and she saw this whole thing happening. And it was, you know, this was a real shock. It's not something that happens every day. And it was at that point that I really began to pay attention to everything that was happening around me.
And you have gotten better over the years, because I think not only are you learning more about this power that you possess, but you've also sought out some experts who I think have been able to help you a little bit in terms of directing you into how to use this energy.
Yeah, there have been a lot of mentors on the way. You know, mainly everything that I do is from, you know, from my experiences, from things that I've learned. But, of course, everyone has to have some guidance on the way, and there's been many mentors, one of them being Edgar Mitchell, who, you know, he was very, very helpful in explaining to me that what I was experiencing was explainable in scientific terms.
And even though you possess this gift as you were growing up in high school, I mean, you were a normal kid, right?
Yeah. I still live a normal life as I can and, you know, do regular things.
Very positive energy around you, though, I would assume, Adam.
I got, you know, my family is very supportive of what I do, and it's, if it weren't for them, I wouldn't, you know, my gift wouldn't have been allowed to grow like this.
Do you still see auras around people?
Yes, I do still see auras around people, but not quite as bright as they were before. But one thing that's interesting, though, is as the amount of auras that I was seeing turned down, it seems that I just know things now. Like, I don't have to look at someone and try to, you know, figure out what's wrong with them by looking at their aura.
Right.
I just look at someone and I know what's wrong with them.
When you first began to heal, and you said you helped your mother, what was wrong with her, Adam, and what even made you attempt to try to help her?
Well, my mom has, or had, should I say, multiple sclerosis, MS. And with MS, there's a very common symptom called trigeminal neuralgia, which is basically a stabbing pain in the side of the head. And my mom would get these about once a month, And it was a common thing. What we would normally do is we would just leave her alone upstairs and she would be screaming in pain.
Oh, my.
And wait till she gets over it. And one day, for a reason I'm not sure why, and this was after all these strange telekinetic events and such, for a reason I'm not sure why, I walked up to her room and I put my hand over her head. And then all of a sudden, everything in the room around me went dark. I couldn't see anything in the room around me except for these vivid 3D images of my mom in front of me. And then I could see, like I was navigating throughout her body. And I could see inside her brain, there was this green pulsating sack of light. And it was very obvious to me that this was the problem. So what I did was I grabbed it and I pulled it into me. And as a result of me doing this, her pain vanished. She never got another pain. But I took on her pain. And that was the first healing that I did.
Now, you could actually feel then this horrible pain that she had.
I felt it exactly the same way.
Does that still happen, or have you been able to kind of diffuse that?
Well, obviously my healing techniques have evolved since then, because all the healings that I do, the workshops that I do, there's 500 people at these group healings that I do. And if I was taking on the pain of all 500 people...
Oh, there'd be nothing left of you, Adam.
Yeah, I'd be in a real mess right now.
Why do you think this works? And why do you think this works for you?
Why do I think this works for me?
This power.
I've thought about, why me? Why do I have this? And it's really difficult to say. I think it's something that we all have. I think it's an ability that everyone possesses. It's just... maybe in me there's just a couple switches turned on, or a couple of genes turned on, that aren't turned on in other people, and that makes it much clearer to me. But everyone does have this ability. And one thing that's interesting is I've done talks to younger kids, 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds, and I showed them how to see the energy. And every single kid sees this energy. And even at my workshops, I show adults how to see the energy. And vast majority see the energy.
See, we all have this ability. I always believe that. It was just a matter of knowing it, channeling it, and really understanding it.
Yeah, I think that's a big factor of it, understanding and knowing that you can heal yourself.
You know, Adam, the remarkable story of rock and roll legend Ronnie Hawkins, because before he was able to get help from you, he was a goner. He had pancreatic cancer. Doctors had looked at him. They looked at the films. They felt it. They felt a lump. They knew he was a goner. He only had several months to go. He had refused chemotherapy. He decided he was going to go out without any drugs. And all of a sudden, I guess somebody told him, or he had seen something about you, right?
Yeah, this was, not long, but probably about a year or so after I discovered my healing abilities. I saw an article in the paper about Ronnie Hawkins. And, at that time I hadn't had an opportunity to try working on someone that had cancer that was isolated. And so I sent him an email, asking if he would, let me do treatments on him.
And how old were you when you did that?
I would have been, I think, 15 then.
Okay, 15 years old. Here's this rock and roll legend. He's dying. He opens up his email, and there's an email from you that says, "I think I might be able to help you." What was his first reaction, Adam?
Well, it actually went through his manager, Mary, and apparently there were hundreds of emails like this coming through. And she said, just for some reason, my email stood out there. And she sent this email to him, and Ronnie basically just said, sure, why not?
Okay, and if I understand this correctly, at this point, you had never met him, even during this healing session, or sessions, because you had many, you never met him at that time, right?
No, never met him. I don't think I talked, I can't remember, I don't think I talked to him on the phone until after the scan showed that it was all clear.
Tell me then what the process was. I mean, how did you know what to do with him, via this long-distance energy healing?
Well, how I connect to someone is just by a photograph. I look at a photograph of someone, and I connected them the exact same way as I did on the first healing with my mom. Exactly how this works, I really don't know. I mean, it just happens naturally. I don't really have to think about it.
And what happened? You just had to, you just had to think of him. Did he have anything he had to do?
Yeah. What I get him to do is just lie down and relax and let me know what he feels. And one thing that was interesting with Ronnie, and many people that I do treatments with get similar sensations, is Ronnie all of a sudden, right when the treatment started, his pancreas area started twitching. And he, I can't remember how Ronnie described it. He said it was, you know, like the movie Alien or something like that.
He thought there was something that wanted out, huh?
Yeah, and it was this sensation that really made him pay attention to this. You know, because at this time he was, you know, just sort of, well, whatever, I'll just lie down and relax, just like he said. But, you know, that made him to begin to pay attention to it.
How many times did you have to do these distance healing sessions with him, Adam, before you knew it was gone?
Well, the thing about cancer is it does take a lot of treatments.
Okay.
It's the kind of thing you have to really stay on top of. I did a lot of treatments on Ronnie. It was, you know, I must have done 50 treatments on him.
50. That's what, like one a day, one a week? How often?
Yeah, I think it was daily for 2 weeks or so, and then, you know, I gradually spread it out more and more.
Okay, okay.
And then he got, you know, then he got the scan, and it showed that all gone.
It was gone. As a matter of fact, the doctor, I saw a tape of the doctor. The doctor, to me, was in shock. I mean,
yeah.
Everyone who looked at his scans, everyone who knew of his precondition before he saw you, they knew he was a goner, that there was not much time. I thought it was inoperable pancreatic cancer because this was also right on an artery, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was no doubt that it was cancer.
Yeah.
It was a tumor that was wrapped around an artery, and it was growing very rapidly.
Not only did it shrink and disappear, but it was as if he never had it in the first place.
Yeah, yeah, and that's it's quite remarkable. And and Ronnie is not the only one that is that has been healed from cancer. What I'm trying to promote now is more not so much me doing the healing, but me, you know, assisting in the healing and getting them to heal themselves.
Can they, Adam? Can people heal themselves?
Oh yes, they can. I've had, you know, several dozen people with cancer alone. That have noticed, well, that have been healed, or the tumor is shrinking.
Well, what's so remarkable, and a lot of experts will say this about you, is because in Asia, there are some people who have the ability to heal, much like you. You're one of the few in North America who has had this tremendous ability to do this. I sometimes wonder if you're the reincarnated someone else, you know, who had healing powers. I don't know. What do you have personal spiritual views about that?
Well, Western society tends to be quite closed-minded to all these phenomena. You know, I guess you could say my spiritual point of view on all this is that it really is that we all do have the ability to heal ourselves. We really do. And a lot of people don't accept that. They want to put the responsibility of their own health in someone else's hands. And the whole purpose of me writing my second book was to show people that they do have the ability to heal themselves.
Do they have to believe in it, Adam? What if there's some negativity that surrounds them? Maybe they think, I can't do this, or I can't be healed.
Well, obviously, if someone is more positive, that's, you know, that's a bonus. It's going to help. But you do not have to believe in this stuff for it to work. I have had some of the most skeptical people alive come to me, and they have noticed differences. You know, generally, though, someone that is very open to this is going to, you know, they notice the differences more because they're expecting differences rather than someone who is just going there and they're expecting to not notice the difference.
In the remaining half hour we have with you, Adam, let's open up the phone lines. Let the people in the coast-to-coast audience around this world call you. I'm sure they've got many questions for you, too. Let me also ask you this on a personal nature, because I don't know if you can do this or not, but I'm sure you're on top of this Terry Schiavo story out of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do in a situation like that?
Well, I have worked with people in comas. When someone's been in a coma for a long time, like she's been in it for 15 years now.
She's actually not in a coma. She is awake. She is alert. Mm-hmm. Except the doctors call it a vegetative state.
Yeah.
But she is alert. I mean, her eyes, I believe, if you walked in a room, she'd see you. She'd know that you were a human being.
Yeah. Well, I have heard about the story, and I have looked at the pictures. And right away I pick up that, you know, there is a significant amount of brain damage, but that's not to say that she can't recover. I believe that, you know, 20, 50 years from now, we're going to look back at what we're doing right now, you know, unplugging these people, and we're going to think, my God, these people were actually conscious. They could actually see and feel everything that's happening around them, just like us, just that they weren't able to respond.
Absolutely. Well, stay with us, Adam, and I really believe if you, with this incredible gift that you possess, if you were able to concentrate on Terri Schiavo for as long as you think you need to, now that you've seen a picture of her, something dramatic, some kind of miracle could very well occur. They have taken out the feeding tube from her now, so who knows what's going to happen. We'll be back in a moment with our very special guest this hour, Adam the Dream Healer. His website is dreamhealer.com. Your phone calls next. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM.
The After Dark Newsletter. Subscribe now by calling toll-free 1-888-727-5505.
Gonna give you 40 days to get back home. I done called up a gypsy woman on the telephone. I'm gonna sit down worldwide, who do that? It'd be the very thing that'll suit you. I'm gonna say she'll be back home in 40 days. Woo! 40 days! 40 days! 40 days! 40 days!
To talk with George Norrie, call the Wildcard line at area code 818-501-4109. The first-time caller line is area code 818-501-4721. To talk with George toll-free from east of the Rockies, call 1-800-825-5033. West of the Rockies, toll-free at 1-800-618-8255. International callers may reach George Norrie by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5, and dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From the City of Angels, this is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
By the way, that's the music of rock and roll legend Ronnie Hawkins, the person whom Adam saved. That's him. We'll be back in a moment with Adam, Dream Healer, in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast with our guest, Adam. Adam, there has got to be something in the universe that you and other healers are tapping into. And again, you believe, and I do too, that all of us have the ability to tap into that. I just wonder what that energy force is. What do you think?
Well, I believe that, you know, there's a lot of different names for the exact same thing. You know, some people refer to it as spirits, you know, God. I like to refer to it as the universal information field, the universal energy field. And basically what it is it's just this field of information that has, that contains all the information in the entire universe, everything that did happen, everything that could happen, and everything that is happening. and it's just a matter of tapping into this information. Now, we're receiving this information all the time. Our brain is just filtering through it, and some people's brain tend to not filter certain things, and that's why we pick it up.
It's almost like a radio, where if you don't tune in, you're just not going to pick it up.
It's exactly like a radio. I think that's the best analogy that you can make.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go, first of all, to our first-time caller line. You're on Coast to Coast with Adam. How are you?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, dear.
Hi, this is Brenda. I was interested in asking Adam if he's had any experience with people that have been clinically diagnosed for depression.
Depression. Have you dealt with that, Adam?
Yes, I have. There have been many people that have come to my workshops, and they have noticed significant differences. People that were chronically depressed. Of course, there are some with depression. A lot of people, they go into these loops. Like they, it's just this loop that's very hard to break, and it's very difficult for them to do these visualizations and know they're going to get better. But it's something that they can do. And, by doing the visualizations that, that I outline in my book, by being more positive, and by changing everything in your lifestyle to better benefit your health, you can overcome these things.
And has it been successful for people that have been on medication with being able to get off of the medication?
Yes, there have. I can't remember a specific case to mind, but I do remember hearing from a couple of people that were they were chronically depressed, and they were on many medications, and they were also had many addiction problems, and they're doing a lot better.
Mm-hmm. And it's visualization exercises?
Yeah, there's a lot of visualization exercises that I outline in my second book.
Okay, and what is the title of the book?
Well, there are two of them, Dream Healer and Dream Healer 2, Guide to Self-Empowerment.
Are they available in bookstores or online?
Yeah, they're available at some bookstores, but mainly it's online at dreamhealer.com.
You self-published the first book, did you not?
Yeah, we self-published the first one, and the second one was published by Hampton Roads.
Well, they realized how many you sold by yourself on the first one, because this is just it's a very important gift that you you possess, Adam.
Thank
Next
you.
Up, let's go to our West of the Rockies line. Where are you calling from? You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, this is Stanley in Boise, Idaho.
Hello, Stanley. Go ahead.
We call it Boise Angeles, California for you, George. anyway, I live up in the mountains, and I have an electrical problem with my blood or something, and I can't get around computers. I kill batteries and watches and so forth. And I was wondering, Adam, do you have a telephone number, or are you ever plan on going on tour? Are you coming to Boise? And the other thing is, have you dealt? You've been at this about 3 years, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 3 or 4 years.
Have you considered delving into the walking into Veterans Administration hospitals and talking to some of these old boys and these younger fellers about Agent Orange and this syndrome they're getting from the Mideast and things of that nature? Anything at all you could do to help us would be more than what we're getting currently, and we'd love to have you.
Well, right now, it's difficult for me to do individual treatments just because there's so many people coming at me. It makes it very difficult to select who I do the individual treatments on. I am doing as many workshops as I can, group healings, that are very effective for a variety of illnesses. Like, for example, I just recently did a survey to the people that have gone to the workshops, and 26% of the people that went to these workshops said that the major problem that they came with is no longer a problem at all. And I think it was 80% said that they have noticed some improvement since the workshops. And, that's a pretty significant number.
Well, Adam, Edgar Cayce, the late American prophet, gave thousands and thousands of individual readings, and it wore him down to the point where it probably contributed to his own health demise. So you need to be careful.
Yeah, I do have to watch for that, because every time I do a treatment, I do get drained for a little bit.
Can I ask what city you live in?
I live in Vancouver.
In Canada or
Canada,
okay,
yeah.
All right. You're a human being. Do you ever get sick? Do you ever get down, depressed?
I don't get sick often, but I do still get sick.
You bounce it off quicker, though, than most, I would guess.
Yeah, I usually recover pretty quickly. Yeah.
How about your moods? Are your moods always 100% upbeat, or do you get down sometimes?
I really don't get down. But I think everyone has points where...
We're all human, I guess.
Yeah, everyone has points where they won't be in such a great mood.
Let's go to our wild card line. Welcome to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, this is Tammy. I'm calling from Helena, Montana.
Hi, Tammy. Go ahead.
And he kind of already answered my question, but you did. I wanted to ask him if it drained him mentally or emotionally or physically doing the healings and how he has to limit himself, you know, how many he can do at a time or if the group ones really take their toll on him.
Okay. The group ones definitely do take a big toll. It's not so much a physical draining. Like, I can go to the gym right after I do the workshop, but mentally I'm just completely exhausted. And I do have to manage it. It is difficult to manage it because there's just so many people asking me for help, and I feel like I have to help them all as quickly as I can, but then at the same time, there's a limit to, you know, how much I can do. So, and I'm also, you know, going to university at the same time. So I'm trying my best to help as many people as I can, but at the same time, you know, still maintain a relatively normal life.
Okay.
Can you perform a healing on somebody that doesn't know you're doing it if you had their picture? Like you were talking about Terry Shiloh earlier. How successful is that without them having knowledge of what you're doing?
Well, it really depends. Sometimes I have done many treatments that have been very effective with that. For example, people in comas. You know, obviously they can't know because there isn't really a way to tell them. And one example of someone I treated in a coma was this one guy. He was in a coma, and I told his family that I'd be doing a treatment at 7 o'clock. And exactly at 7 o'clock, his muscles started twitching, and his eyes opened, and he was able to communicate with everyone around him.
That's remarkable.
But he still couldn't see yet, though, because, you know, when you're in a coma for a while, it takes a while to get everything working again.
Sure.
So I told his family, I'll be doing a treatment at 7 o'clock the next day. And the next day, the exact same thing happened. His muscles started twitching, his eyes opened, and he was able to see everyone in the room around him.
That's a great story. So you're in college. What are your career aspirations?
Right now, I really don't know. I'm just taking general sciences, you know, the pre-med stuff. I'm not sure if I'm gonna go that route because it's a lot of school. But, you know, I'm just taking it one step at a time.
Well,
right now.
Doctors are wonderful, but you might not have to go through all that training to do what you do.
Yeah, that's what makes the decision difficult is because I think, you know, no matter what education I have, I'm going to be doing the same thing anyway.
Absolutely. East of the Rockies, welcome to Coast. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hello, George.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Bill from Pittsburgh. I'm listening on 104.7.
Sure.
Another great show. I've been listening since about 96, Coast to Coast, and I just had a question for Adam. I just wondered if, you know, I've had a pinched nerve in my right leg from a car accident for a long time, and I just wondered if it's possible by his books to self-heal, or should I be going to a workshop?
Yeah, what's the best method here, Adam, for individuals?
Especially for anything to do with the nerves, the group healings have been very successful, and the visualizations. So I would highly recommend getting to a workshop or getting the books. They are very helpful. You really do have the ability to influence your own health. And I have countless testimonials from people with anything to do with the nerves, especially pinched nerves, and they notice significant differences right away.
Could I do it only with a book, or do I definitely have to get to a workshop?
Oh, no, you don't have to get to a workshop because, you know, they do sell out, you know, quite quickly, so not everyone can get in. But you can do it with the books. The books are very effective.
Okay, great. I'm going to order one now.
All right, good luck to you, Bill.
Okay, thank you.
What determines, other than the end result, Adam, that it either works or not on an individual, how do they know that they're doing the right thing? You know, let's assume they start picking up chapters here. Is it easy if they're positive about this?
It's really hard to say. Some people are very positive, but it's like they have a subconscious wall in front of them that's just preventing them from, you know, from making themselves better. It's preventing them from knowing that they can get better. There's, you know, that doubting inside them, and you know that's not something that's easy for everyone to get rid of. And it's really hard to say. That's what it makes it so tough to say. It really varies from individual to individual. Everyone notices different sensations. Everyone notices different results from the treatments.
Have members of your family, not your immediate family, but maybe your uncles, your aunts, and stuff, have they come to you for help?
I've had a. I'm trying to think. There's so many people that are coming to me all the time. It's hard to remember who. Haven't been too many relatives. You know, it's really interesting. You know, some people just, you know, some family members are very accepting of it, and others have a difficult time accepting it. But you know, as far as healings I've done on immediate family, my father, for example, I've healed, you know, his elbows, his shoulders, just from little things. He doesn't notice anything when I do the treatments, but he feels better quite shortly after the treatment.
And your dad, like you said, was a non-believer for a long time, and then all of a sudden he started changing.
Oh yeah, he's an engineer. He's you know, he's quite skeptical.
First time caller line, you're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi. This is Erica Head from Wichita, Kansas.
Hello, Erica, go ahead.
I have a question. Is the energy healing, can you do that on animals too?
Yes, I can. It's not something that I tend to do too much. I've prioritized people over animals. But my old cat, for example, she's not in so great shape now just because she's so old. She's 20 years old. But, you know, I think the reason that she's, you know, been so well for so long is because of the treatments. And you know how old cats are, right? They're not going to move unless they have a real reason to move.
Right.
And my old cat, she'll get up out of her bed and walk halfway across the house to sit beside me when I do a healing. And she's just sitting there soaking up all the energy all the time, and I think that's what's made her better. And one other thing I should mention is my mother. You know, if you saw her, you would never know she had MS unless she told you. And the reason that she's doing so well is not from nonstop treatments on her. I didn't do that many treatments on her, but she's always around me when I was doing the healings.
Hmm.
So, you know, a lot of times there will be healing that is happening beyond our conscious intent.
Do you find that in group sessions, Adam, that people are feeding off each other and that's why it works?
Definitely. I think that one reason group healings are so powerful is because I get everyone in the room to be very positive. It's a very positive environment. I get everyone in the room to do visualizations together. And it's, you know, it's really great for healing. It creates the perfect environment for healing.
Next up, Wildcard Line, you're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, hi, guys. This is Frank from Toronto.
Hello, Frank.
Just a question. Actually, a year ago, I had a stem cell transplant for the type of cancer that I have. It's multiple myeloma, and I wondered whether or not Adam had any kind of experience with this type.
Yes, there's... did you say, sorry, what did you say the type of cancer was again?
It's multiple myeloma.
Multiple myeloma. I believe there has been someone, I get so many testimonials, it's hard to remember them all. But I believe there was someone that went to the Toronto workshop, and they continued doing the visualizations on their own. They had family members doing the visualizations with them, and they, and I think they've made almost a full recovery.
Oh, that's great news. That's terrific. I just got my hands on the book on your first book yesterday. I haven't been able to find the second book, so I've only been able to skim through it quickly, but I really think it's a terrific thing that you're doing anyways, and being able to hear you is a great thing for us here, too.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
And there's one thing I should mention, because seeing you're in Toronto, is there's a Toronto workshop coming up, and if you're going to sign up, you got to sign up soon, because it's filling up pretty quickly. And you can order the second book online at dreamhealer.com.
Just by the mere fact that you're on the radio and millions of people are listening to you right now, Adam, does this energy that you emit, I mean, can they be picking it up now? I mean, could you be helping people right now and they don't even know it and you don't even know it?
Yeah, I believe that a lot of healings take place well beyond our conscious awareness. You know, as far as saying that, you know, the energy goes, you know, through the radio waves and heal someone without me knowing it. You know, it's tough to say if that's why it is, but if the person believes that that is why they got better, then, you know, that's how they got better. You know, you define your own reality with your intentions.
You're coming to Los Angeles soon?
I don't have any plans to go to the States right now, but I'm sure I'll be going there, you know, probably next year.
Well, you better come by and pay us a visit, Adam.
All right.
Let's go to our West of the Rockies line. You're on the air with us. Hi there. Oh, she's not there. Let's go to our wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Yes, hi there. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
The name is Susan, and I'm from Toronto as well.
All right, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I have a bit of a cold, you'll forgive me.
Well, you won't have it after you're done talking to Adam.
I have a twofold question, Mr. Norrie. One for Adam and one for you.
Okay.
For Adam, it is a remarkable talent that you have. It's a gift. And I'm sure, like you said, many people have the ability and they don't know it. I happen to be one of those people who have that ability. I have a very strong aura. In fact, I had somebody photograph my aura right in the middle of my forehead, between my eyes. It came out very strong, and it was bright light coming right out. I was under severe stress at the time, and I knew before the picture came out, I knew that the aura is going to be there, and it was there. I also have the ability to heal, and I didn't know that I had it. It was when my mother had a heart attack. I rushed her to an emergency hospital. I then, she lifted up her hand, and I told her to put her hand in my hand. The minute she put her hand in my hand, her severe pains disappeared. That was the first time I knew that I had something as well. And what I like to do is I like to be part of your group or part of your branch here in Toronto. If you can let me know when this group session is coming on, I would very much like to participate.
Well, Adam's email address is info@dreamhealer.com if you have a computer. And you had a quick question for me because we're losing the time here. Go ahead.
Yes, I do, Mr. Norrie.
Uh-huh.
I would very much appreciate in the very near future, you once started this, and I would appreciate that you open up the line to people who have, they have the newest methods. There are a lot of people suffering from cancer,
mm-hmm.
and there's many remedies out there. Would you open up your line one day and invite the world to come up with their own remedies?
We can talk about something like that, absolutely. Adam, my friend, we are out of time. First of all, I want to thank you for sharing your time with us, and more importantly, I'm so glad we have you on this planet, my friend.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
You take care of yourself. We'll keep in touch, okay?
All right.
That's Adam. Website, dreamhealer.com. Do yourself a favor. Go take a look at it. I'm George Norrie. Back in a moment. Open lines on Coast to Coast AM.
Find out more about tonight's guest. Log on to coasttocoastam.com.